Okay, here we go with Perek Beis of Sefer Yirmiyahu. We started off last time with Perek Aleph and the introduction to Yirmiyahu. Some say that the following Perek was his real first Nevuah, his introduction after complaining he doesn't want to be a Navi, he's a Na'ar, he can't speak well, but this is really the Perek. This is somewhat of a lengthy Perek. We mentioned in the Hakdamah that many of the Prakim of Yirmiyahu are long, in the Psukim in the 30s, but longer Prakim on average than Yishayahu. In Psukim, it's a longer sefer than Yishayahu, even though Yishayahu has many more prakim. While Yirmiyahu only has in the 50s, not many more, but somewhat more. But either way, we have this parak vayhi devar Hashem elai lemar. Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, we start off with a very famous pasuk. Haloch v'karasna bazei Yerushalayim lemar. Finally, we're going to get into the sins that lead to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem tells him, go and call out in the ears of Yerushalayim, as if he's outside. Right? The Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe this is a connecting to the Medrash. The Medrash tells us, in the Yalkut, during the time of Yirmiyahu, there were three Nevi'im. I think we also mentioned this in Akdama. Yirmiyahu, Tzfanya, and Chulda. What was the difference? Yirmiyahu haya misnabe v'shvakim. Yirmiyahu was misnabe in the marketplaces, in public. Tzfanya was in the shuls. Bate Knesio, from the word safun. And Chulda, Hanaviyah, gave prophecy, gave to the women. So Yirmiyahu was in the shvakim, so maybe that's what's alluded to right here in this pasuk, where it says, Karasa ba'aznei Yerushalayim, in the ears of Yerushalayim outside, Lemor, Kamar Hashem, Hashem says, and we say this pasuk, in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, in the Pasuk of Zichronos, in the Bracha of Zichronos, Zacharti lo chesed u'rayach, Hashem, even though he is about to destroy us, and the Churban, and the prophecy, Hashem says, I still remember the love. I still remember, and I'm punishing you not because I don't like you. I still love you. But, you know, this is what has to happen. That's what the Malbim emphasizes. Hikdim hakdama koleles l'divrei ha-peranus. Hashem introduces all the peranus with the following. Ashi yinabe b'chol ha-sefer al Yisrael. Yodia ki b'chol ha-on shem ha-yisurim. Shi yavi Hashem al Yisrael. Od ahavaso aleihem. He still loves them. Ve'od lo shachach briso mimei ketem. And he has not forgotten the bris. And all the people who destroy Am Yisrael will be destroyed themselves. Ka'av shekatzav al b'no, like a father who has to chastise and even punish a son, but he's not going to be happy about it. But sometimes these are the things that have to be done. So even right at the beginning of all of these punishments, and the beginning of the Sefer, Hashem says, Zacharti lo chesed u'rayach, I remember the chesed of your youth, Ahavas kelu lo sayach, the love that we had, that when we were originally together, as soon as David says, maybe kelu lo sayach, the wedding is referring to Har Sinai. Others say it just means the beginning of the relationship. At Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what this pasuk is usually referred to. Lech techach, Bamidbar, we had Emuna, we went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the desert, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, without any food, just matzah on our backs, right? That's all we had, and we showed emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes in one of his sichos, in Maimer Lamed Gimel, in the piece on Mesiras Nefesh, he says, V'nireh, he quotes a question, he says, we know by Kriyas Yamsuf, only Nachshon Ben Aminadav jumped in. Why is that? Nobody else had the emunah. One person of all of Klal Yisrael. How is that possible? Yesh lo tamua eich yitachen shashvatim lo ratu leirei liyam tchila. Am Yisrael imun shal al mesiras nefesh. U'bemesh kol adoros. Throughout the generations, we were most nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how was it that they didn't have enough O's to go in here? V'nira, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Really, achein vadai, if they were mitzuvah to go into the yam to be most nefesh and to kill themselves, they would have done it. But they were mitzuvah to go into the yam and believe that it was splitting, and believe that it was already split ki'ilu. It says that was an even higher level. Sheheim nitztavu lihikanes liyam amanas lihinatzel, likfotz l'tocho kadei lichyos, ulakoach zeh, lihikanes liyam ro'esh v'go'esh, ulahargish kiluhu chareva upo tiyetz hatzalatam, to go into a huge water source and the waves, to feel that it's not there. That Madrega nobody was at except for Nachshon Ben Aminadav. But that's exactly the level that we were at maybe a few days before that, says the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Sachar di lochesen urayach. Shashavach eino hamesiris nefesh be'etzam alichas abakam siyav etzalmavis. It wasn't that we just went into the desert, but we didn't think it was even difficult. We didn't think it was anything special, because we realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and he gives the unbelievable mashal. It says, like a mother who's walking through a dangerous neighborhood, but the mother's holding the baby in her hands. Does the baby feel any difference between whether the mother's holding the baby at home or the mother's holding the baby in the dangerous neighborhood? Right? It doesn't have any difference for the baby, for the mother, but not for the baby, because the baby feels the protection of the mother. It says that's how we felt. That's this pasuk of the Eretz Lo Zeruah. We felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding us, and therefore it wasn't even anything to be pressured about. We've also mentioned in the past the thought that Rabbi Fran mentions in one of his svarim that it's amazing, even b'shas churban beis hamikdash. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about here. Churban, Hashem puts things into perspective, and he realizes that I recognize the relationship. Where do we see this from? Adam. Adam, right after the onshim were given out, after the original sin, Chava and Adam and the Nachash, they all get punished. What's the first pasuk right after everything? Hashem leaves. What happens? Adam turns to Chava and says, he could have said to her, he could have screamed to her, could have said, you did something that no wife would ever do again in the history of the world. What does Adam say? He calls his Isha Chava, because she is Eim Kol Chai. And right after that, Hashem gives them Kasnos Ar. Why did Hashem wait to give them Kasnos Ar? They were naked. He had to give them Kasnos Ar. No, the Torah first tells us that Hashem called Isha Chava, and then Hashem does this. Because Adam was able to put things into perspective. Yes, Chava, Isha, Chava, did something worse than any spouse could ever do in the history of the world. Brought death into the world. Nobody's ever going to do anything as bad as that. But Adam is able to put it into perspective. She is the mother of mankind. She is the mother of my children. I'm going to call her Chava. Hashem says, you could put it into perspective? So could I. And he gives them Kasnos Or. So to hear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, is ready to destroy us, ready to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and yet he says, no. Lechtech Achrei Bamidbar, I remember that time, where the love started, and I put things into perspective, and I remember that amazing time that you came in. Good, we continue. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuvaso. And Hashem promises that we are holy, we are inherently holy, we are the Reishis, we are the beginnings of the Tvuah, the Radak, Rashi, we're like Truma. And we're like Truma. If somebody violates Truma, they're going to get punished for it. Tvuah kol ochlav yeshamu. Whoever eats Truma, when they're not supposed to, yeshamu will be guilty and will pay for it. Ra'a tavo aleim ne'um Hashem. So even before we get into the discussion of the Puranas, Hashem promises he's always going to be with us. That the Perek Aleph was the Torah of Matos, and that's how we end off the Haftorah, right, in the previous. And then we have, because we want to end off on a positive. And then we get into the Haftorah of Masay, the next one, and that is now the Puranas. Shimu Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov, V'chol Mishpachos Beis Yisrael. Yirmiyo Anavi says, listen, Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem says, Ma Matsu Avoseichem Bi'avel, Ki Rako Me'aloi. What have you found in me that is so distasteful to you that you have to be distant from me? Right? Why? What did I do wrong, so to speak, Hashem says, that you follow the nonsense? V'lo amru ayei Hashem, and you didn't say, where is Hashem? Right? Our life is about being connected to Hashem. Right? The first Ramah in all of our Achayim. We know, quotes the Mor Nevuchim, the only time, I think, that the Ramah quotes the Morad of Uchim in all of Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi sabid zekla goldim atorim alos esadikim asher hochen lefneim alokim. Right, placing God in front of us. That's what life's about. That leads to Avas Hashem. That leads to Yiras Hashem. And he says, Yirmiyo, that's step one. Ayei Hashem, where's Hashem in your life? And you didn't ask, where is Hashem? You don't have recognition that God is part of your life. And again, as we've mentioned often, all of these messages, Yeshayo, Yirmiyo, they're said to that generation, but obviously it applies to all generations. All of this, we just say to ourselves, where is Hashem? Where's our recognition of Hashem? Ayei Hashem hamala esona meiris mitzrayim. Hamalach osana bamidbar. We could add this. Where is Hashem? That takes care of our parnasa and takes care of our refuah and takes care of everything and gives and takes care of our children and watches over us. V'shucha be'eretz siyav etzal maves be'eretz lo'avar ish. who took you in a place where nobody else was, took you to the desert, right? Not to a place of populace, right? We know the Rishonim discuss why all the Masa'os have to be listed at the beginning of Parshas Masay. Rashi, the Ramban, one of the opinions is to make sure nobody ever says in history, oh, they went to a place where there were people. No. What does the Pasuk say here? There was nothing. Be'eretzia v'tzalmavis. It was desert. There was nothing. Taking 2 million people there. Va'avi eschem el har ha-Karmel. And Hashem brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Lechol pirya v'tuva. To eat of its fruit. To eat of its goodness. Right, that's the purpose of coming to Eretz Yisrael. Lechol pirya v'tuva. Obviously not. There's obviously something deeper. Right, this. What is this Lashon become famous fun? Lecho mi priya v'lespo mi tuva. Right, that's based on this pasuk. That's what we say in Alamichya. Right, that's the beautiful Bach we've mentioned in other contexts, not recently. But the Bach writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Ches. What do we say? What does that mean? That we thank Hashem for eating from the fruit and the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. The tour, they are quote some opinions to take it out. Why? Because that's not the reason we come to Eretz Yisrael. Like the Gemara says at the end of the first parak of Sota, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to come in to eat the fruits, but to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That's what the Torah quotes. Yesh omrim. Benocham apiriyav nisvami tuva ve'en lomro, says the Torah. She'en lachmod ha'aretz bishul piriyav etova. Elakayim ha'mitzvah satuliyos ba. So he quotes that. And the Bach defends our practice. Our version has that in our bracha. Tema, says the Bach. Halo kdushas ha'aretz ha'nishpas ba mikdushas ha'aretz el yonehi nishpas. Gam pepero seho she'yon kim mikdushas ha'shchina. Ha'shocheres b'gev ha'aretz. Yes. There's Kedusha in the fruit itself, if we eat it, L'shem Shamayim. And therefore, it's fine what we say, Ki ba'achilas peiroseo anu nizonim mikdushas ha'shchina, umitarasa v'nispa mitubasa. We have to recognize the Kedusha in every apple, in every pear. Rav Rimon writes the story in his Sefer on Shemitah, that he was once in Chutz La'aretz, and he picked up a fruit in a grocery, and he's thinking to himself, Chumas and Maisris, Shemitah, right, Arla, Safik Arla, right? And he says after it's just an empty piece of fruit, he realized he just put it down. He lost his appetite, right? He's on the level of recognizing that it's all full of kedusha and it's not full of kedusha. I'm not so hungry for that. Right? That's what the Navi says here. Hashem brought us to enjoy the physical part of Eretz Yisrael, which is also spiritual. Lechol mipir yivetuva. Vatavo'u vatetamo es artsi. What happened? But you, Klal Yisrael, came and you impurified, you defiled the land. What do you mean you defiled the land? It's not like we just said. The land that's Kedusha, and you defiled it, like the Beis HaLevi writes in Parshas Noach. That even the animals were mizdavig be'ina minam. What does that mean? Because people affect the land itself. When people act betuma, so too the atmosphere around them. Al yidei hi mashcho. This is the Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach. Al yidei hi mashcho achareiz ataiva hu magbir kocha shel ataiva lazu atche mashris ze b'teva shel kol habruim ubehaolam lios tivam nimshach laze yosim mashar yekodem. If there's chatoim in the world of people, that will go over to the animals. That will go over to the plants. Ki kein yasan malkosh alam. That's what Hashem put into the world. Bit bio teva lachobriosav lios tivam nishtane v'nimshach acher ma'isa ha'adam v'hergelo. We are influenced. Ukefi rov asiyas ha'adam kein yishtane teva shel kulam im ma'at v'im harbe. And the Beis HaLevi uses that to explain many different Midrashim, and that's his shot of Din v'Cheshbon. Did is what we did. The Cheshbon is the effect that we had on the atmosphere around us. Of course, the Gemaras, but that's the Yisod of the Beis HaLevi. But that's this phrase here. But the Tamu es Artsi, we defiled the land itself. And Nachla si samtem l'toeva. And the Nachla, the heritage, Eretz Yisrael, we have acted abominably in. HaKohanim, and now continues Yirmiyahu, and your leaders didn't even help you. HaKohanim, the Kohanim, the Abarbanel says, that saw the miracles every day. Lo amru ayeh Hashem, v'tov se'at Torah lo yida'uni. Even those who grabbed Torah literally didn't know me. V'haroim pashubi, and the shepherds of the nation were negligent. V'anevi'im nibu babal, v'acharei lo yo'ilu halacho. They followed gods and forces that didn't have any help. That's really part one of the parak, which is all about blasting our behavior. Interesting, this last one, v'tofse ha'Torah, right? The ones who grabbed Torah and the shepherds, lo yida'uni. What exactly is meant there? Says the Radak. The Radak says they learned Torah, but they didn't live Torah. right? It didn't affect them. Says the Radak, Shalomdu HaTorah Lishma, L'kaye Mashakasaba, Elalomdim Bepeh Belev, maybe they found it as an intellectually stimulating, but Lo Yida'uni, it didn't go to their lives. They learned it, and maybe this is also related to the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara there quotes a different pasuk in Yirmiyahu that comes up later, but again, the themes are repeated over and over again. Tofzi Atar Lo Yida'uni. Shalo, what does the Gemara say there in Nedarim? Why did the Churban happen? Shalo Berchu Batorah Tchila. Famous Gemara. Well, they didn't make Berchas HaTorah. What do you mean they didn't make Berchas HaTorah? They learned Torah. They didn't say Berchas HaTorah? Why? Explains the Ran, and there's a Beis Halevi about this too, but not for now. They're on there, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, because the Torah wasn't chashiv in their eyes in order to make a bracha on. Shalo hayim avarchan b'Torah, klomer, shalo hayis Torah chashuva b'neim kolkach, shalo yei roi levarich aleha, shalo hayo oskim ba lishma, umitokach hayim mezalzel in b'brachasa. Right, and here too, the Radak says, the same idea, not only were they mezalzel in the bracha, they didn't put it into their lives. That is all part one. Says the Yirmiyahu now, Lachain, Pasik Tes. Oda Rivitchem no Hashem, Hashem through Yirmiyahu says, I'm going to keep talking to you with Nevi'im, and eventually, Vespene Benechem Ariv, and eventually, hopefully you'll get the message, which didn't happen. But Hashem says, look, Hebrew, Iekiti Emaru, go look at other nations. Vekedar Shilchov is Bonu Ma'od. Think, has any nation ever acted like you acted? Ru'u. Hain Haisa Kazos, did this ever happen? Hahamer Goy Elohim, the Haim Elo Elohim, did any nation act without loyalty to their gods? Viami, they're worshipping nonsense, but at least they're loyal. Viami Hamer Kvoda below Yoel, and you have eternity, and you didn't warrant loyal. Shomu Shamayim Elzos, the heavens are going to shake from this. Visa'aru Charvu Ma'onu Mashem. And the world deserves to become desolate. Kishtayim ra'os asayimi. My nation has done two things wrong. Right? Number one, they left me. Number two, look where they went to. Osi asvu makar mayim chayim. I am the source of water. Lachsov lem boros. They went to dig pits. Right? The Radak says, a bor mayim chayim. Right? Has two elements that nothing else has. First of all, it's supported and supplied from within, right? It's a live spring. And number two, it never runs out, right? Everything else might have its own support, but it might run out, or it will never run out, but it's from external sources. But me, Makar Mayim Chayim, look what they left. The Makar Bifneim Ein Hefzik, the Radak says, and this is what they've done. The Gemara Tainis notes that we did more than two things wrong. What does it mean, only two things wrong? But it could be the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah says, two things, maybe Anochi and Lo Yelecha. Those two we heard straight from Hashem. And Dafka those, that we didn't even hear from the Shliach. Right? So that's unexcusable. Part three of the Parak. Ha'eved Yisrael Pasuk Yudalid. Are Bnei Yisrael Avadim that we should be forgotten? Ha'im Yulid Bayesu Madua Hayalavaz. Why have we been downtrodden and started to be rejected by the nations? Alav Yishagu Kfirim. Lions are roaring about us. Nasnu Kolam. Vayashisu Arzal Shama. It's going to become desolate. Ariv Arav Nitzam Ibla Yoshev. Nobody's going to be there. Why? It's not because I don't love you. It's because of your actions. Gam b'nei no fesach pan ches yirukad kod. You think all your friends from the other nations, you go to them for support? No. No tach pan ches, which are cities in Egypt. You think Egypt supports you? They're going to smash your head. Halozos taselach. Azvechas Hashem alokecha. Beis molichich baderech. Exactly at the time that Hashem is with you, you're leaving him. Right? Azvechas Hashem alokayach. Beis molichich baderech. Right, the beginning of the Tomer Dvorah writes that the exact moment that we're sitting, Hashem is still giving us breath. Hashem is mechayeh b'chol yom tamin, mechadish b'chol yom tamin. He's giving us life as we sin. Do we ever think about that? That's what Yirmiyahu is saying here. We leave Hashem at the moment that He's supporting us. V'yata malach l'derech l'mitzrayim. Why are you going to Egypt? L'shtos mei shichar. To drink from the black waters. What's the black waters? The Nile. Rashi says, they threw your babies into the river and now you're going to them for help? You think that's going to help you? Or Yonasan Ibishitz writes in the Avas Yonasan. So people think that the Nile River has is good for digestion. You're not going to have any food in exile. You're worried about digestion, right? You're not going to have any children. You think it's good for fertility? The basics you're not going to have. What are you doing? Umalach l'derech Ashur lishtos mei nahar. Tiasreich. So what are you doing? Tiasreich ra'asech. Your evil punishes you. The Malbim, the Nefesh HaChayim in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis quotes this pasuk as it's the sin itself that is the greatest punishment. The sin defiles me and distances me from Hashem. Tiasrech, what is going to cause you to suffer? Ra'asech, your ra'ah, your ways itself is the ultimate punishment. I don't even have to do anything. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Aleph Yud Beis. Again, right here, Aleph Yud Beis. V'hu b'chai, he says, Onesh Gehenna Minyano Gamkein, Shachet Atzmo Hu Onesh, HaPegam B'achur B'nir Sham Chas V'Shalom Tekef L'mala B'sharsha. We just don't realize it right away, right? We think a sin is fun and enjoyable, but really that's a creating the Malacha Chevala, the Kitrug in Shamayim, U'meshuv Osayach Tochichuch. Your waywardness itself gives you the ultimate rebuke. U'di'i Yuri'i Ki Rava Mara Zvechad Hashem Alakayach. Realize it's so bitter you're leaving Hashem. V'lo Pachta Si'elayach. My pachet is not on you. Num Hashem Elokim Tzvakos, Hashem says. Ki Me'olam, keep in mind, Hashem keeps saying, look what I've done to you. Shavarti Ulech, I have broken off all other shackles. Meaning, we've had suffering throughout the ages. But this is talking about even earlier, but we could say this applies to all generations. Hashem has, we've suffered, but we're still around. Nitakti Mos Rosayech, Vatomri, Loev, or you say, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna violate. It's like every Yom Kippur, we say, we're not gonna violate. And then what happens? Kiel Kol Giva Gavoa, Vatachal Kalei Tzranan, by every mountain and tree, Atsoa Zona, right? We go in our Mezaneh, we go and worship Avodah Zarah. But Hashem says, remember, V'anochi netatich sorek. I planted you as a sorek. A sorek is a choice vine. Rashi says, sorek is gematria 606. What does that mean? I made you, the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach plus another 606. Right? I made you all together. I made you a wonderful vine. The Radak says, the sorek is Avram Avinu, the choicest. Kulo Zera Emes. The beginnings were so pure. And what happened? Ve'ech ne'epach li, suria gefen nachriya, we've become strange vines. We've become weeds. Kim techabsi banesir v'tar b'lachbaris, that even if you would scrub with your soul with soap, nechtem avodech lefanai, it's sealed. What does that mean? It's sealed. Rashi says the Chet HaEgel is sealed. Every tzar we have is from the Chet HaEgel. But the Radak says no. It means even if we did tshuva, we're going to be seriously punished. Maybe, says the Radak, if they would have done tshuva then, they could have saved the Churban. But they wouldn't have saved a lot of Yisurin and Onesh within. But we could have done something. But it had reached a stage in the days of Yirmiyahu that it was something was going to happen. Ech tomi lo netmesi. But Hashem says, you still say, what did I do? You say, I didn't do anything. I didn't follow the Avodah Zarah. I didn't follow this, right? You still are prancing around. Chav Dalet. Me'asis bichra kala misarecha zarecha. You're like a young camel that's jumping around, that's acting free, that's doing whatever it wants. Remember, all this is going to have an end. Last two words of Chav Dalet, bechadsha yibsa unha. In its month, it will be found. What does that mean? Rashi quotes Chazal, right? In that month, the month of Av. The month of Av is Muchan L'Per'anis. That's this pasuk. B'chadsha Yibsa Una. The Barbanel lifts off not only the five of the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis, but also the Geirus Svara. The Barbanel says he didn't even know what he was doing, the non-Jewish king. But when was the deadline for the Jews to get thrown out of Spain? 1492, it was on Tisha B'Av. World War I started on Tisha B'Av. Obviously, the Barbanel didn't write that, but we know so many terrible things in history. The Hamak Dover, the Netziv in Dvarim, Dalin Mem Aleph, has a different shot to this pasuk. Bechadsha, in its time, Yimsoon, you'll find it. This is part of the Musar. He says, and he explains there why Moshe Rabbeinu gave the command of Ari Miklat so early. You have to be prepared in life with knowledge. You have to study and know the Torah before the Maisa comes up. If the Maisa comes up and then you have to, okay, we'll study and we'll figure it out, you're probably going to be wrong because it's under pressure and we're not going to have the right psak. So the attitude was, like we said earlier, they were learning then, but they didn't learn Lishma. When this situation comes up, we'll learn. B'chadsha Yimsa Una. In its month and in its time, the Siv says, that shows a lack of appreciation of Torah. Just learning it when it comes, no. Can't be. You have to learn everything now, B'shaito, before it comes up. Mini Raglech Miyachif. And if you would have done shuv, it continues your miyo, chafhei, you could have prevented your legs from being barefoot and your throat from being thirsty. Pashtus, the Rishonim say that means from going into galus. When you go into galus, you're barefoot, you're thirsty. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in the time of the crop. Maybe this is the hemshech of Rashi's pshat. In the month of Tisha B'Av, Yimsa Unha, and you could have prevented Tisha B'Av of the Isra Nilas HaSandal and the Tzom. Vatomri, but what did you say, Noash? We give up. Loki, Hafti Zarim, Achreim Elech. No, I just love the rest of life, I love the being away from God, and that's what I would follow. Kiboshes ganav ki matse, but you're embarrassed like a ganav. Kenovishu beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael are embarrassed like a ganav, right? A ganav is worse than a goslin, the Gemara says. But the Malbim on this pasuk says, there's different types of chotim. There's a sinner inherent, and there's a sinner, not accidental, but b'mikre. A chote b'mikre and chote b'etzem. A chote b'mikre is embarrassed when they're found out. Oh, I can't believe people know I did it, and I did it, I'm not going to do it again. A chote b'etzem is only embarrassed that they're found out. They're not embarrassed that they did the sin. And that's what Am Yisrael was about. Hema malcheim sareim, kwanim nevim, all their leaders, they still say, omrim lo'eitz aviyata. They say to the trees and the stones, right, these are my leaders. Kipano elai oref, aloponim, they've turned away from me. Ubeis rasam, yomru, kumo vosheinu. Then when the saris, they say, oh, please help us. No, go find your own gods to help you out. And finally, the last part of the perek, lama tarivu elai, kulchem peshatim bi. Now you're turning and you think I'm gonna do something for you? Right? Why are you fighting with me? Lashavi kesias b'neichem. I see none of the Yisurin up till now worked. It's for nothing. Musar lo lakachu, they didn't take Musar. Ach lacharbechem neviyechem, your prophets have been eaten by the sword. Rashi says that means the Nevi'ei Emes. Yishayo was killed, Zachariah. The Radak says maybe it means the Nevi'ei Sheker that led to so many worse things. Ka'ar yimashchis. Hadoratem ru'u dvar Hashem. Hamidbar. See, look at the dvar Hashem. What's the see, look? So Rashi quotes Chazal. Rashi quotes that Yirmiyahu HaNavi took out, and the Medrash picks up on this, he took out the bottle of the Mun. We know the bottle of the Mun was with the Aron and with the Mateh of Aron. He took it out and showed it to them. He said, you think you can't dedicate your life to Torah? 2 million people were supported by the Mun. Right? The Ramban ala Torah writes that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, there are a few things that the Ramban changed or added on when he came to Eretz Yisrael to his commentary on Chumash. So he says he found a coin, and he couldn't understand the coin, so he took it to one of the Shomronim, and they described, because on one side of the coin was a bottle and a container, and the other side looked like a tree. So he says on one side was the Pachshem, was the Pach of the Tzitzenes Amon, and the other side was the Mate of Aaron. That's what the coin was. They found this old coin. We still have pictures, we still have it. Re'u Dvar Hashem. So see, he showed it to them. Hamidbar Hashem, Hamidbar Hayisi Yisrael. Am I a desert? Did I not give anything to Klal Yisrael? Im Eretz Ma'afeldi, I made it dark? Madua, Amrami Ranu, why do you say you go down? Why do you want to leave? Right, skip a few psukim. Gam b'knafayich nimsu dam nafosh avyon rikiyim. On your wings, literally on your clothing, you see the blood of the poor. Right, murder takes place. Right, the Gemara says. Right, the big three. Lo b'machteres mitzatim. It wasn't like you were in self defense that they were b'machteres. They were coming over to rob you. Ki al kol eila. No, it was stam murders, and therefore Hashem says kinike ach vatomri kinikesi. But you say I didn't do anything. Achshav apo mimeni. Hashem's going to, his anger is going to abate. Hinni nishpat otach. Hashem says, now I'm not only going to punish you for what you did, but the fact that you didn't do tshuva, that you can't admit it, that's an extra sin. Like the Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuma, where Rav goes to the butcher to try to get him to ask forgiveness, that he makes it even worse. Right? So that's what Hashem ends off the parak by saying. B'shem Yirmiyahu, he says, this is something that's going to have to change, or else terrible things are going to happen. This is, again, Yirmiyahu. We have a few messages for our own lives here, but Hashem, we will continue.